3. Outlook for e-commerce.
E-commerce is very convenient and efficient, but I am just wondering when and how e-commerce came into being.
Oh, it is a big question. I think I can answer you because I have just read an article about the development of e-commerce.
So I am asking the right person.
Yes. The Internet was born only in 1969 when ARPANET, Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, the Pentagon-sponsored network, was launched, which linked computers at 4 U.S. universities. Soon, the ARPANET began to morph away from its intended use as a defense system. The number of host computers linked to the Internet has been increasing year by year. Big changes in the development of the Internet lied in the releasing of the World Wide Web, WWW, by CERN, European Laboratory for Particle Physics, French Conseil Européen pour la Recherche Nucléaire, in 1991, and the Mosaic, later Netscape, web browser, developed by NCSA, National Center for Supercomputing Applications, in 1993, to allow HTML pages with embedded graphics to be viewed. Following the first banner ads appeared on Hotwired.com for Zima, a drink, and AT&T in October 1994.
Do you mean that the Internet was used for commercial purposes only during the 1990s?
Right. Since the first banner ads, companies have used the Internet well beyond mere promotion. Nowadays, goods and services can be bought and paid online. Global auctions can be conducted, and even university degrees can be awarded online from overseas. All these have developed from nothing in about 40 years.
I see. It's the Internet that has facilitated the buying and selling of goods and services.
However, it is not a perfect system. It still has many problems to be resolved, such as account safety and consumer information protection, etc.
There is still a long way to go.
No doubt, yo. Anyhow, it's a fine beginning, and it will enjoy a bright future.
I absolutely agree.